Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We're on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, second line from the bottom, where it says Tudat Amar Rav Huna. Okay, today's Daf is challenging. It's not hard, just not something we're used to. It's all about going to most of it's about going to the bathroom. More the same. This is the last Daf of this. After, one more Amud about.
After this, we leave the bathroom.
Yeah, we leave the bathroom, then we go to the Dafening. But one, okay, here we go. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said as follows. Taisa taliso chagura lo almasnav. If your talis is wrapped on you, on your really means on your pants, on your loins, mutter likros kriyishma. You're allowed to recite kriyishma. Hanina mihachi, taisa taliso shall beged. If the talis is made out of a beged, shall ar or leather, it doesn't mean a talis, it means a shirt. Shall sack or sack, chagura almasnav, as long as it's tied on your waist area, mutter likros kriyishma. You're allowed to read kriyishma.
This is
something you put tzitzis on, I guess. What? Is something you put tzitzis on it? No, it's talking about that you're not exposed. You're not walking around without a shirt. Ava l'tfila, but for davening, adje yechase es libo. You have to cover your heart. For Shema, you don't have to. Says Rashi, look at the top Rashi. Tzarech laharos, listen to this, Rashi. Tzarech hu laharos es atmo. You have to demonstrate ka'omed b'fnei ha'melech, like you're standing in front of a king. V'lamod be'ema, and to stand with ema. Aval kriyashma, eno medaber lefnei ha'melech. For kriyashma, it's not like standing in front of a king. For kriyashma, you can be shirtless. As long as you're wearing a bottom, as long as you're wearing pants, right? That's okay for kriyashma. But for davening, absolutely not. Yeah, I had the same reaction as you. Now he says over here, the Rambam says, that lechatchila, right? You shouldn't daven. What about b'di'eved? Right? What about b'di'eved? B'di'eved, you daven like that. You daven without a shirt. So you in terms of your erva, that was covered. However, you weren't wearing a shirt, so your lave was exposed. Right? So the Rambam seems to imply that you might have been yotze. The Bir Halacha says. If you don't have a shirt, don't daven. What kind of davening is that? Don't daven. Rather not daven. What Rashi means over there on the top, I don't know. What does he mean by that? Right? Next. Vermafuna. Shachach v'nichnas v'tfilin l'beis hakiseh. If somebody forgot and he went into the bathroom with his tefillin, miniach yado alehen, he puts his hand over the tefillin, ad sheyigmor, until he finishes going to the bathroom. Ad sheyigmor tzalkadaitach? Until he finishes? That's such a long time. Ela k'da amar of Nachem etach ad shigmar amud rishon. Until the first, how do I translate this into English? Until the first stream of the urination comes out. After the first stream comes out, then already you don't have to cover your tefillin anymore. So the Gemara asks, so wait a minute. V'lisog v'lal devilekum. So don't you not go to the bathroom, walk back out, take your tefillin off, and come back in and go to the bathroom. So mishom de v'shir b'gam lil. The Tanya of v'shir b'gam lil omer. Amor achazer, if you hold back the first going to the bathroom, you don't go to the bathroom, you hold it in. Maybe, besides the fact that it's an afeira, maybe it's a adam de hadrakon. It brings you to some kind of disease. Silun achazer, if you hold back later than that, maybe it's a adam de yirkon. It brings you to a different kind of disease. In other words, that's not a healthy thing to do. We don't recommend that. So you walked in by mistake with the tefillin. All right, cover the tefillin, that's all. Itmar, tsoa, al besaro. If you have tzoa on your flesh, al yado munachas b'beis hakiseh, or your hand in the bath, where are you? You're outside. But your hand is in the bathroom. Rav Huna amar, mutar likros kriyishma. Rav Chista amar, asur likros kriyishma. It's a machlokes. Can you say kriyishma on such a tzoa? Either you have something. And by the way, the Rishonim point out, there's no smell. Smell is a different problem. There's no smell. Just, I don't know, if something from the diaper fell on your shirt, whatever it is. You have a little, okay. Or your hand's in the bathroom, but your body's outside the bathroom. So can you say kriyishma? Maybe you're helping one of your kids, whatever it is. So can you say kriyishma like that? So it's a machloka. So Amar Rava, my time at Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna's reason who said that you are allowed to? Dechsev, call a neshama to halakha. Just my neshama has to praise Hashem. And as Rashi points out, that means your face, your nose, your eyes, your ears. So your hands in the bath, that's all right. The important part of your body, the part that's going to speak and the part that has the brain, That's not in the bathroom. That's all right. Rav Chista Amar. No, Usher records Kriya Shema. It's Usher. My time is Rav Chista. Why? Tchziv Kol Atzmosai Tamarna Hashem Mikamocha. All my bones are praising Hashem. Right? All my bones, including my hand. Where's my hand? My hand's in the bathroom. So I can't do it like that. Okay? What? I'm sorry. So the Magen Avraham says, like, what if you have a diaper in the house and it's time to say Shema and I can't leave the house for whatever reason? So I open the window, I'll stick my head out the window, and I'll say Shema like that. Would that be good? So the Magen Avraham says that would not be good. Why? Because we go after the robe. Robe of your body is still in the house. Ah, it says over here that Kol Neshama Tahalakah. It's true. But it also says that your whole body. So the only way to make that make sense is it has to go after the robe. So if you stick your head out the window, that would not count. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Says the Chazon Ish, I don't know about that. Why wouldn't it help? After all, it says over here that, 1 second. Right, says the Chazon Ish, I don't know, maybe even call on a Shama to Halal Ka, maybe if he heads out the window, that might be good. So he doesn't really know. It's a little bit of a machlokas over there. What would the story be? Okay, next. Itmar. Reach Ra, sheyesh lo ikar. Reach Ra, but there's an ikar, meaning there's a source to the Reach Ra. It's not just some smell that's passing through, but the smell is because of a source. So Rav Huna Omar, Marach Dalat Amos V'Kori Kriya Shema. Walk 4 hours away, and you recite Kriya Shema. Rav Chista Omar, Marach, that's a hard shita. Walk 4 hours away, but I still smell it. So Rav Chista Omar, Marach Dalat Amos V'Makom Shepasak, HaReach V'Kori Kriya Shema. No, you go 4 hours away from wherever the smell ends, then you say Kriya Shema. Yesh Mefarsh, Tanya, Kavaset Rav Chista, Lo Yikra Adam Kriya Shema. We have a braisa that supports Rav Chista, that you have to walk away from the smell. Why? It says, Lo Yikra Adam Kriya Shema, Lo Keneged Tzoas Adam, not next to Tzoa, Lo Keneged Tzoas Klavim, or dogs, Lo Keneged Tzoas Chazirim, Lo Keneged Tzoas Tarnagolim, Lo Keneged Tzoas Ashpa, Sherecho Ra, as long as there's a bad smell. It's like I said yesterday when we had that minion in the room where they had the incinerator, but it wasn't a Reach Ra. It was just a room where they would shred the paper, right? They had the garbage piled up, but it wasn't dirty garbage. It was just office garbage. So that's all right. V'im haya makom gavoa asara tvachim, and if you're 10 tvachim away from it, o namach asara tvachim, or 10 tvachim below, yoshev betzido v'kara kriyishma. You turn to your side and you recite kriyishma. V'im lav, and if not, you can't do that. Marchik mole einov. If the, at least you can't see it, v'chein l'tfila. And so too for davening. Reach rashi yeshel ikr, but if it has an ikr, meaning it has a source, you go 4 hours away from the smell and you recite Kriya Shema. So what do you see? This braisa supports Rav Chisda. Not 4 hours away from where? From the diaper? I can still smell it 4 hours away. That doesn't help. I have to be 4 hours away from the smell. Amar Rava, let hilchasakia masnisa. We don't hold like this. El kiha, we hold like this. Tanya, lo yikra adam Kriya Shema, lo kineged soas adam. Lo kineged soas chazirim. Lo kineged soas klavim. Bisman shenastan orus l'tochan, when they make him into hides, says Rashi, it's a little up where we are. Bisman sheyesh l'behen oros, atzos klavim v'chazirim kari. He's talking about the tzoa of a dog or a pig. Shedarkon l'sitain ba'oved ha'oros. They would add fertilizer, some kind of excrement. They would add it to strengthen the leather. They make leather bags, whatever leather, I don't know, whatever it is, and they would add that those ingredients to give the leather some strength. Avol tzoas adam afilu below oros into leather. Sharei ain darkan lasitin sham. They don't use human stuff to make the leather. Hilkach al karchach below oros kamar. Therefore, that's not talking about humans. Okay. Boy, my neighbor of Sheshes. Reach ra she'ain lo ikar mahu. What about a reach ra that doesn't have an ikar? What's a reach ra that doesn't have an ikar, doesn't have a source? That's called passing gas. Right? It's a bad smell, but it doesn't have any, there's no ikar to it. Right? There's no ikker to it. They just look at the bottom Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos says, oh, I'm sorry, one more line. Oh, so look at the bottom Tosfos. Yesh meforshim, some say, debate kisaos shalonu, that our, this is Tosfos writing in the 1100s, right, that our bathrooms, Beis Akisei, shalonu of us, ba'omek, that are deep, right, they're deeper, the hole in the ground is deep, the im yesh behen mechitza, if there's a covering, mafsekes, that separates the floor, have kimo reach ra she'ein lo ikker, it's going to be considered a reach that doesn't have an ikker, kimo batek zot de parsoi lekamon. That's going to be tomorrow's daf, where we're going to talk about our modern bathrooms, and how most poskim that discuss the issue of modern bathrooms, because the Parsiim. The Parsiim were very neat freaks when it came to the bathroom, and they had developed a system in the ancient times where you would like really go down a pipe so that you shouldn't have to see anything or smell anything. That's basically what we have today. Today's even better than that. So we'll get to that tomorrow. Just that the Tosfos is alluding to that tomorrow. Anyway, why Tosfos put that here? Because that's going to be considered tomorrow as a reyach that doesn't have a ikker, just like over here passing gas. So what's the story with that? So Amalahu, Asu, listen to this. Asu Chazu Hani Tzipi. Look at the mats, the Bei Rav in the yeshiva, the Hanu Gon, Hanu Gersu. Right, the guys don't have enough beds to go around, so they're sharing a bed. So on one bed, you have a boy sleeping, and you have a boy learning, on the same bed, on the same mattress. And what's the problem with that? Because if a guy's sleeping, it could be he's passing gas, and the other guy's learning. It's not a problem. Right? Says the Gemara, V'hani mili b'divrei Torah. That's only in terms of divrei Torah. That's only for learning that we're allowing that. What does Rashi say? V'hani mili l'girsa. Rashi says, Mishum delo efsher. It's not possible. What's not possible? What does he mean by that? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains what that means is like this. If we're going to make a guy who's in yeshiva and he's in bed or whatever, maybe he's on a bench even, and one guy's half asleep and he's passing in, if we're going to make the guy get up and leave the room to go learn, then the learning's going to get done. That's what Rashi means. It's low efshar. What do you want from these people? It's a crowd in Beis Medrash. This is where they're learning, but every time someone has to get up and walk out, no learning is going to get done. Aval, back to the Gemara. When it comes to davening, which you do once or twice a day, three times a day, no, you can't daven in a situation like that. Learning is a different story. Otherwise, no learning will get done. Right? But for davening, so daven like a normal person. The divrei Torah nami, and also for learning, we only said it on someone else's bad smell. Aval didei lo, not on your own bad smell. Right? Only for someone else, not on your own. Itmar, next. Soas overas. Toa overis. What about passing toa? Passing through. We had this a little bit yesterday. What? Yeah, like Staten Island. Yeah, like similar. It's passing through. So do we have this already? Didn't we have this yesterday? Where we had the
alleyway.
Huh?
The alleyway.
Yeah, didn't we have that yesterday? Where it was temporary? Didn't we have that yesterday? We did. What? So it's the same thing over here. Oh, now, okay, so. Amar, mutter likros kriyashma. Abai says it's mutter. Rava, Amar, asa likros kriyashma. Abai, Rava says it's asa.
This is me, I am being
carried past you. You're not. Oh, so Amar Abai. How do I know this is true? He's going to bring a raya, a very strange raya, a very strange halacha, from a halacha of a mitzorah. So look at this. Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah. This is in Kedushin. It's also in the Goyim. Hatame ome tachat ha'ilon. If a tame person is underneath a tree, it doesn't mean a tame person. It means someone that has tsaras. Now, someone that has tsaras is mitame you. If you touch him, you become tame. Not only if you touch him, if you're in the same room with him, or you're under the same tree with him, you become tame. Now, as Rashi points out, of hatame ome tachat ha'ilon. You know what? Let's do one more line in the Gemara. Hatame ome tachas ilon, the hatar over, and the tahar passes through, tame, he becomes tame. So there's a tar guy, a mitzora underneath the tree. He's sitting there reading the newspaper. You walk by, you become tamei. Why? Because you were in the same ohel, you're under the same tree with the mitzora. However, if a tar person's under the tree reading the paper, and vitame over, and the mitzora walks by, tahar, you remain tahar. Why do you remain tahar? You were under the same tree. Why do you remain tahar? The answer is because the mitzora was only passing through. He's only temporary, and there's no tumah by temporary. Now Rashi says it's only by a mitzora. Look at the Rashi of hatame omei tachas ilan. This would not lo benose es hameiskoi. This would not apply to somebody carrying a mace. There's no din like this. I'm only passing through. There's no tumah here. There's no din like that. The mace, loshna omeid, loshna yoshi. And by a mace, it doesn't matter if you're standing, it doesn't matter if you're sitting, loshna holech, ohel hu. It's always an ohel. It's always sitting in the same. But Gabi mitzora katana levatar tzad. This is talking about a mitzora. There's a special din. The goli bay rachmana, the Torah enlightened us. Yeshiva dichziv. It says yeshiva, that the mitzora was sitting. It's badod yeshe michot lamachne. He should sit by himself outside the machne. Moshavo in his place. Moshavo tameh. Mikan amru. Omei nami ki yoshev dami. If he's standing there, that's also as if you're sitting. Why? The kviya. Because he made a kviyas. This is my spot. Avo mahalech lo kviya. Just passing through is not a kviya. So, again, if the mitzvah is standing under the tree and you pass through, you become tameh. Why? He's koveh. He's kviyas. He's standing there for 2 hours. It's a kviyas. You walk through. You are under the same tree. You become tamei. But if you're under the tree and he passes through, there's no kviyas.
What's the bias for the same role? It's like
the Torah,
not like the
mace. No, the Torah said that. This is no one disputes this din.
No, he's trying to be right from this case.
That just like by mitzora, just like by mitzora.
What's the Torah to say that extra passing through is like the Torah, say that it's like.
Correct. In other words, he found a place in the Torah where there's a difference between passing through and sitting still, not by mace, only by mitzora. So too, he's going to extend it to tzoa. What the connection is, there is no connection, which is why we don't pass it like this. We're going to pass it like Rava. Rava, and by the way, one more thing. The im omeid tar, v'chein evan hamenugat, the stone of a mitzora, the same story. If the stone's sitting there under the tree and you go under the tree, you become tamei. But if someone threw the stone across the room and you happen to be in that room, you don't become tamei. Why? Because the stone was just passing through. Rava Amalach, no! We're comparing apples and oranges, like Josh said. Hasam, by the mitzora, bikvi'usa talya milsa. The whole din is based on the fact that there has to be a kviyas for the tumah to transfer. Dechsev, badag yeshe mechutz lamachane, moshavo. Hacha has nothing to do with that. V'haya machanecha kadosh, amarachmana. It has to be machanecha, has to be kadosh. V'ha lak, it's not kadosh. Why is it not kadosh? Because this dirt is smelling over here. It's like temporary, so what? Amr of Papa. Pi chazir, the snout of a pig, is kitzoa overis dami. Has the status of kitzoa overis. So come on, just pshita. You hear this? Pshita. That's obvious. Obvious. So come on, just no. Lo tzricha, afagaf the solid now. He just gave it a bath. It just came out of the river. It's all clean. It still has the status of, right? Once a pig is dirty, it's always dirt. The pig is not clean. Amr of Yehuda. Yehuda says, Suffik tzawa asura. What if it's a suffik tzawa? What does it mean to suffik? I'm not sure what it is, right? Suffik meraglayim mutarim. Suffik meraglayim is mutter. Ikita Amr of Yehuda. Suffik tzawa babayis muteres. In the house, it's mutter. Why in the house is it mutter? Right? Why in the house is it mutter? Gesundheit. Because chances are people don't leave these things lying around in their house. So if it's a suffix, chances are it's okay. Right? Chances are it's okay. Why? Again, people don't really leave these things lying around. So chances are it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Rabbeinu Yonah, in yesh kitanim ha'asuyim tzrichehem babayis. But if you have kids in the house, Yesh lachashosh v'limbo kodem atfilah. You need to daven in the house, you're not feeling well. You have to check the house before you daven. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, right? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, and what if you don't have kids in the house? In other words, this whole Gemara is written for kids. If you don't have kids in the house, what's the Gemara telling me? I have to, like, there's a suffix? Why would it, the whole thing doesn't make, only really applies by children. Adults are normal people, these things don't stay in the house. The whole thing is for children. You have kids running around, so who knows what's going on with them, right? You don't know what's going on with them, right? They're not that careful. The younger they are, they're not that careful. You're coming at the problems. If there's no adult, if only adults in the house, there's no chashash. What's the chashash? That there's so here. What kind of chashash is that? What kind of house you have? That's not a normal chashash. Only if you have kids is the problem. Right, the Mishnah Berurah makes it sound like, and if you have kids, you have to check. What if you don't have kids? This is a chashash.
That's not where it works.
What?
When you smell something, you don't know what it is. So then you have a chashash that maybe there's something there. And it's telling you that if you have a house with kids, even if you don't have any reason to think that there's something there, you still have to check.
It's because you smelled it. No, but we're talking about a suffix, no? We're talking about a suffix.
So the Mishnah Berurah's case.
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah's talking about a suffix. If you have kids, and then you have a suffix, you have to check. Yeah. So what kind of far is that? That's obvious, right? What if you don't have kids? What's the chashash if you don't have kids, right? So he says, Aruch HaShulchan says, even if you have kids, so the chashash is like this: if you're on top of those kids, also it doesn't exist in the house. Why? Because you don't leave it lying around. One of the kids goes to the bathroom, you take care of it right away. You don't leave these things lying around. So how could it? Most people don't do that. They don't just let it lie around, right? And ruin the house. They don't do that. They take care of it. So therefore what? So if you have a suffix and you have kids, then maybe you have to check. Does that make sense?
Well, no. Because what's the suffix without the kids?
What's the suffix without the kids?
So the
Aruch HaShulchan says, really? Yeah, it's only about kids. It's only about kids. You take care of it. So maybe one of the kids slipped through the cracks. That's the chashash. Right? What's going on over here? Did someone change his diaper? What's going on over here? Right? That's the only case. Okay. Ba'ashpa, but in the dump, asura. It's asur. Why over there is it asur? Because that's where people threw things. That's where it wound up. It wound up over there by the dump, right? Safek me raglayim, afilu ba'ashpa, nami matirim. If it's safek me raglayim, even in the ashpa, it's mutter. Savalaki hadar of Hamnuna, Dabar Hamnuna, what was her Tawa, Ella Kineged, Omud Bilvad. The only time it's usr is mamish while someone's going to the bathroom, while someone's urinating. But later, it's not a problem. Now we're going to get to such dakas dikadinim about this. Ukid Rav Yonason, Rav Yonason, Rav Yonason Rami. Ksivit says, Viyad Tielacha, Michutz Lamachane. Viyad Tzashama, Chutz. Right? You go to the bathroom outside the camp. Ukivit, it says, Viyad Say Tielacha. This week's parsha, and then it says, and you have a shovel with you, v'kisisa etzeyasecha, so you can cover over your when you go to the bathroom. So which one is it? Do I need to carry a shovel with me, or do I need to leave the camp? Haketad, what's the answer? Answer is kan b'gedolim, right? When do I have to cover it over when it comes to gedolim? V'kan b'ktanim. And the Torah said that it's just enough to walk away. I don't have to cover it. I can just leave the camp. That's talking about ketanim. Alma, what do you see? Ketanim lo wasa Torah, ela keneged abud bulvad. The only time ketanim are also is if it's mamash, the guy's going to the bathroom. Ha nafal ara shari. Once it falls to the ground, not a problem. Rabbanan hu de gazri behu. The Rabbanan made a gzera. Bechib, gazri be Rabbanan, bivadoyin. And they only made the gzera on vadai, urine, aval besvekad lo gazer. But if it's a safek, there was no such gzera. Uba vadoyin ad kama. How much has to be there for it to be a problem by a vadai? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel calls man shematvichin as long as it's still wet. V'chein Amar Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan calls man shematvichin as long as it's wet. V'chein Amar Ula calls man shematvichin. In case you didn't hear it twice, you hear it a third time from Ula. As long as it's wet. Gneva mishmei derav Amar calls man sherishuman nicker. As long as you can notice it in the ground, as long as the form is noticeable. Amar of Yosef sharale mare legneva. I Hashem Hashem Rachmanos on gneva that he said that. Hashta, Soa Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. If by Soa he said, Kivan Shekarmu Poneha Mutter, once it changes form, it's Mutter. Meir Aglaya Mibaya, I need a din by Meir Aglaya, it's so obvious. Amale Abaya, nah, my chaz is the Samchataha. Why are you relying on that member of Rav? Samachaha, rely on this member. The Amar Rav 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 Amar Rav, Soa Afilu Kicheres Asura. Soa, even by cheres, I'm sorry, even if it turned into cheres, even if it became hard and brittle, it's still awesome. Good. The hechi dami tzoak. I'm a rabbi b'chana. I'm a b'chana. Calls man shezarka. You throw it. The einon nifreches, and it won't. It won't. It won't break up. Right. Abichi dami calls man shegola. You roll it. The einon nifreches, and it won't break up. One of the best lines I ever heard from my high school principal was learning this. One of the guys in the class asked Rabbi Bash. One of the guys in the class asked, "How do you know if it's this year? How do you know if it's this year?" And his answer was, "You don't have to be so frum." That was his answer. Right, remember that? How do you know what's the shear? You don't have to go do the test. I'm a Ravina. Havi Kamina Kamedra Rav Yehuda Midifti. When I was once by Rav Huna by Rav Yehuda in Difti, Chaza Tsoa, I saw Tsoa. Amali Ayin, let me go check this out. Let me go examine this. E Karmu Paneha Elo. Did it change its form or not? What, you're gonna come with a magnifying glass? Like, what are you gonna do exactly? Right, what are you gonna do? Is it, let me go check it out. So Ikad Amri Hachi Amale. Here's what he really said. Ayin imafloy afluye. Let me check it out and see if it has cracks in it. I guess if it has cracks in it, then it's becoming hard and then it won't have a smell, then it's not a problem to daven there. Or to say Shema there. My Habi Allah won't divine line over there. Itma. Toa kecheres. Toa has to be like cheres. Ameima Omar Asura. Marzucha Omar Muteres. If it's already like cheres, it's a machlokas. Omar Rava, Hilchasa, Toa kecheres. Asura. Umeraglayim, that's halacha. Umeraglayim calls man shemat pichin as long as it is wet. Meitzvei, wait a minute. Meiraglayim, by meiraglayim we have a different standard. Calls man shemat pichin asurin as long as it's wet, it's asur. But nivlu, if it got nivlu, which really means absorbed, o yavshu or dried out, then mutar, then it's mutar. So my lav nivlu. What does nivlu mean? So doesn't it mean the same thing as yavshu? Do mean the yavshu. It's like yavshu. What does it say? It's a nivlu or yavshu, it's mutter. So what does nivlu mean? It got absorbed? What does that mean? Just like whatever dry means. Ma yavshu, dein rishum nicker. When it dries up, it's no longer noticeable. Af nivlu, so too when it's absorbed, dein rishum nicker. Ha rishum nicker. What if it's still nicker? Aser, af agaf de emat bichin. It would be aser even though it's not wet. That's Akash on Rav, who said the only on Rava, who said the only standard is if it's wet. Says the Gemara that you made a wrong inference. You made an incorrect inference. Why? Ultamech, according to your inference, aim a ratio. What about the ratio of this brisa that said calls man shemat pichin as long as it's wet? Who usher? Harishuma nicker shari. And if it's still noticeable, it's mutter. No one says that. Ela mehal lekal amashemina. This brisa is not a kashan rava at all. Now, lemakit hanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoi. Why? Kli, you have a kli. Shinifshichu mimenu meiraglayim. This had been used for meiraglayim. Somebody went to the bathroom in this kli, some kind of bucket or something. Asu likros kriyishma kinegdo. You're not allowed to read shema in front of this bucket. Umeiraglayim atman shinifshichu. And the meiraglayim that was poured out, nivlu, if it got absorbed, mutter. Lo nivlu asr. If it's not, didn't get absorbed, it's asr. It's still there, it's asr. Rabbi Yossi Amar calls man shemat pichin as long as it is wet. So my nivlu, my low nivlu, the karma tanakama, what did that mean? Absorb, not absorb. Ilema nivlu, if the absorb means emat pichin, that it's not wet. And low nivlu, the mat pichin. And low nivlu means it's still wet. Right? It didn't get absorbed, so therefore it's still wet. But Rabbi Yossi Lomemar, so what did Rabbi Yossi say? He said the exact same thing. Calls man shemat pichin, who the asar, Rabbi Shuma Nikar, Shari. So they're both saying the exact same thing. They're both saying the standard is it wet or not? That can't be pshat, then they wouldn't be arguing. Ella, rather, nivlu means the ain rishuma nicker. I can't notice it. Lo nivlu, what does lo nivlu mean? Rishuma nicker. The asa Rabbi Yossi lemeimar, and Rabbi Yossi came along to add, calls man shemat pichin hu da asar. As long as it's wet, it's asar. Ha rishuma nicker, shari. And rishuma nicker would be mutter. Right? So what's the machlokas about? About meiraglayim that's not wet, but it's still rishumo nicker. It's not wet, but you know that's urine over there. That's the machlokas. So Gemara says, "La, that's not what they're arguing about." The kuli alma. Everybody agrees. Calls man shemat pichin hu da aser. If it's wet, it's aser. Harishuma nicker shari. If it's noticeable, it's mutter. V'hacha, but over here, b'tofeach al menas la'tfiach ikabinayu. They're arguing about, does it have to be so wet that I can make something else wet? That means sometimes something's wet, I can wash my hands, and then I touch the table, I make the table wet. Sometimes I can wash my hands, and when I touch the table, I will not make the table wet. Why? Because my hands aren't really that wet. So that's the machlokas. Does the wetness have to be extended to some other item? So now, Tanakhama said that if it's tofeach al menas tahach, if it's such wet like that, that means if I would touch the urine, and then I can make something else wet, if it's that wet, then I can't lay shema there. And that's what it meant. Lo nivlu is aser. And what does nivlu mutter mean? That it's not that wet to do that standard. That if I would touch it, I would not be able to touch something else and make it wet, because the urine is pretty much dry. And Rabbi Yossi said, kol zman shemat pichin, what do you mean by that? He came to add that as long as it's wet, even if it's not, if I can't make something else wet, it's aser. Right? And he's more machmir than the Tanakhama. Okay? Okay. Good? Good. More of the same. Here we go. More of the same. Then the Mishnah said, Yarad v'taval, Yarad litbol. He went to the mikvah, and then we say he's coming out of the mikvah in the morning. And the Mishnah said, if he's not going to have enough time to say Shema before Netachama, then he should say it in the water. If he's going to have enough time to get out and get dressed, then he should get out and get dressed, obviously. So 1 minute, Netachama is the Zman for Kriya Shema? Where'd that come from? Right? Says the Gemara, Yard Litvol Im Yochalal, Lema Tanakama Savak Tana Stoma Karebi Eliezer? Damar Ad Netachama? The Zman Kriya Shema till Netachama? So if he can't read Kriya Shema by Netachama, he should rather read it in the water, rather than miss the Zman later 4 hours into the day? So the Gemara says, no. We're talking about the Vasikin people. Afilu Tem Rabbi Yeshua. Really, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that you can say Kriya Shema for 4 hours into the day. But Dilma Kivasikin, maybe we hold Vasikin. We're talking about a Vasikin person. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin, how you go, Murnosa, Netachama, that the Vasikin would not mistake it. So here you are, you're in the mikvah, you're a Vasikin person, and Netachama is coming. So if you can get out of the mikvah and get dressed with enough time, then good, that's the best thing to do. If not, at least stay in the water, and therefore you'll at least be kind of in the water. The next thing was, Vim Lav Yechasi B'mayim V'yikra. So the Mishnah said, if you can't get out in time and you want to be daven vasikin, so then make sure your body is separated, you from the cover your body with the water. Your head's obviously out of the water. You can't say Shema underwater. Your head's out of the water, but the rest of your body's in the water. So the Gemara says, Vare Liba Roa Et Ha'erva. The problem is, but your heart and your erva are not separated. Why? Because you're in the water. So they're not separated. We never really gave a makar for such a din. Where did we get this din that your heart and your erva have to be separated? It's a funny din. Where's the makar for that? So Amar Balazar, Vitam Rabacha, Bar Abba, Abar Acha, Bishamar Benu, Bamaya Machur, and Chanu. We're talking about dirty. The water's not clean. Right? It's a real mikvah. So the water's not clean. Therefore, the Damo Ka'ara Smichta. Yeah, the damak aris mechta shlo yira libo erva. So right, it's dirty water. So your heart and your erva can't see each other anyway. Why? The water's dirty. Tana rabbanon, mayim tzolulin. What if it's not? What if it's clean water? It's clean water, clear water. Yoshev behen ad tavaro. So you go stay in the water till your neck. The kore, and recite Kriya Shema. What else could you do? You have no choice. The yesh amr, others say ochrin biraglo. Right, with your feet, make the water wavy, make the water swishy, and that'll make it a little cloudy, and then you can say Shema. The Tanakhama, Hare Liberoa to Erva. According to the Tanakhama, you don't have to make the water dirty. You don't have to swish the water around. So So he held Liberoa to Erva Mutter. That's Mutter. Now, the Gemara asks a very funny question. Va Kevo Roa to Erva, but your heel sees your Erva? Right? So kasavar akev roes erva mutter. That's mutter. No one has a problem with that, right? That's mutter. Itmar akev roes erva mutter. Right? If your heel and your erva are exposed, that's okay. What about nogeya? So, what does this mean? That your heel is touching your erva? Is that what that means? your heel is touching your erva. Abaye Amar Asar, Rava Amar Mutter. Abaye says it's Asar, Rava says that's Mutter. Rav Zvid, Masni La, La Hashmai Tahachi. Rabbi Chanina Bered, Rav Ika, Masni Lehachi. Nogeya, no, if you're, that's how he learned it. Now this one learns it as follows. Nogeya, if your heel is touching your erva, Divri Hakol, Asar. Everyone holds that's Asar. Why is it Asar? I'll see you in a minute why. The problem is because it's just not appropriate to say Shema while your foot is touching your private parts. Roe, what if it's just Roe? You're not wearing pants. So Abaya Amar Asar, Rava Amar Mutter. Lolitna Torah Lamachi Asharis. Torah is not given to angels. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Lolitna Torah Lamachi Asharis She Ain Lehem Erva. Torah wasn't given to angels. Don't have an erva. Torah wasn't given to them. Torah was given. We have one. Al Karchenu Yesh Lono Erva. The Ain Onu Yuchom Li Shamer Mikol Zeh. We can't guard against every eventuality. You know what that means? What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? I don't even know what the case is talking. What's the case? Did you erva's touching your foot?
It means you can't walk.
You're sitting like yoga, right? You're sitting like yoga style. Is that what it means?
That means you cannot walk dressed all the time.
That's not what it means. That's not what it means. No, I don't know what we throw you.
No,
it's
like this.
Yeah.
To say that if your heel touches your erva, maybe your hands will be touching your erva.
Right, so we can't guard against everything. So therefore, if your heel is touching your erva, even though that might lead to worse things, we're still going to allow you to say Shema. Why? Because we're just human. Is that Rava saying? Okay. The Hilchasa Nogeya Usser, the Halacha is Taka. If your heel is touching your erva, that's, you can't reach Shema in such a situation. That means you're sitting in yoga, not wearing any pants or underwear. If you're ever in that situation, the Zman Kriya Shema is running out, you cannot say Kriya Shema. However, Roe Mutter. But if it's Roe, that would be Mutter. What? Amar Rava. This is also actually a little bit of a Tzoa Ba'ashashis. If the Tzoa is behind a glass, so I can see it, but I can't really see it, then Mutter. Likros Kriya Shema Kenegda. You're allowed to say Kriya Shema. I'm over here, the toe is over there, there's a glass window in between us. So again, there's no smell. I'm staring right at it. That's not a problem. But erva bashash is also likros kriya shema kinegda. If there's an erva behind the glass, the woman there is not wearing any clothing, I can't look at her. Doesn't matter. Ah, she's behind the glass, it doesn't count. No, it does count. What's the difference in the halacha? The difference is obvious. Toa bashash is mutter likros kriya shema kinegda. The toa bekitzvi tayil milsa. The whole issue of toa is it covered? So, so it's covered. Just because it's covered in something that's see-through doesn't make a difference. Erva ba'ashash is akalikos kriyash makinegda. But if it's an erva there, it's aser. Why? Because there it's dependent on what are you looking at. And you're looking at it. The fact that it's behind the glass is not an issue. The question is, what if the glass is not glass? What if it's opaque or these types of things? So I think you can just use your brain and...
Can we say before something is Yeram Sayer?
That's the smell.
I'm saying, but the
Yeram is not...
There's
an erva half a block away. That doesn't change anything. It doesn't change that look. Amar Rabaya. Toa, kol shehu mitzbatla barok. Any amount will be mitzbatla the toa in roke. Amar Rava, barok avim. Only thick roke. Amar Rava... So a beguma, what's guma in a hole? Miniach sandalo aleha. You put your foot on top of the hole. The korei kriyishma. You recite kriyishma. Why minay bar mar bered ravina? So a devuka besandalo mai. What if your toa is touching your foot? Is on the bottom of your foot? Your toa is on the bottom of your shoe. What's the story there? Believe it or not, take him. He said that's why we need Mashiach to answer this question. Amar Rav Yehuda, Akum Aram Asalukos Kriyash Makinegdo. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if the erva is a guy. It doesn't change anything. Listen to this Gemara. My ear Yaakum, I feel Yisrael Nami. Why'd you pick an Akum? So Yisrael Pshitale the Asar. El Akum Istrichale. I would have thought maybe a guy, right, some supermodel would be different. Why? Why is it different? Because now they are thinking all the kasebu asher basar chamor b'saram, right? The goyim are just animals. Ema kechamor ba'almahu. It's just a donkey. You're literally allowed to say shema in front of a donkey. That's okay, right? So you're allowed to say shema in front of a goy, even if she's not wearing anything. Kamashla, no. Dinanami iku erva. They're also called erva. Datsiv ervas aviyam lo ra'u. That's by Noah, right? Even though Noah is a tzaddik, he's still a goy. Right? So you see that there's an erva even by goyim. Lo yichase, lo mayim rom, lo mayim mishra. You can't cover yourself with dirty water, bad water, water that you use to soak flax. Ad chitil tochan mayim. Until you put water in it to dilute that badness. The kama maya rami vazel. How much water do you have to put in? What kind of thing is that? Until you put water in. What kind of shear is that? So ela hachikam. Here's what the mishra meant to say. Lo yichase, you shouldn't cover yourself. Lo mayim rom, not with bad water. Lo mayim mishra, not with soaked water. Cloud. Meiraglayim, but and when it comes to meiraglayim, ashitel tochan mayim viyakrei. You have to put water in it to dilute it. Panarabanan, kama yitel tochan mayim. How much water you have to put in? Kalshu any amount. Reb Zake Omer Revius or Revius. Omer Revius Nachum Machlokes Bilabasof. That's only after you went to the bathroom. Avol betchila, but initially, then kalshu any amount. Reb Yosef Omer Machlokes. Reb Yosef Omer Machlokes lichatchila. Now the whole machlokes is only in the beginning. Avol lebasof. Then we are called Revius. Everyone holds to the Revius. I'm only Revius of Shame. I to the Revius of Demaya. Kirv Zakai. Bring me a Revius because I hold like Rav Zakai. Tanarabanan. Graf Shel Rei. A Graf Shel Rei means a urinal. Even if maybe it's a movable one. But Avet Shel Mei Raglayim. I'm sorry. A Graf Shel Rei is a place you go into the bathroom. A bucket. Avet Shel Mei Raglayim is a bucket for Mei Raglayim. What? Yeah. Also, look what's Kriyashma connected. You're not allowed to read Kriyashma in front of that. Aval Pisha Ein Ba Klum. Even if there's something in it. Right, it's empty right now. Umei raglayim atzmon adji itod l'tolchon mayim. And umei raglayim, you have to put water in it. So they dilute it. V'kam ma'yitlon l'tolchon mayim, kalshu, or v'laka omar revius. Same thing. Either kalshu or revius. Bein l'fnei hamita, bein l'achar hamita. Whether it's in front of your bed or behind your bed, right? We had that already. You're not feeling well, so you're diving in your room, so you have to get it away from you. But even if you have to get it away from you, you still have to dilute it. No, if it's behind the bed, you can daven. So go 4 amas away from it, and then you can read. Even if it's 100 amas away, and you can't read until you take it away, or you put it under the bed. So if it's behind the bed, you can read right away. And lefnei amita hamarchik arba amos v'kore, or dilmor maybe hachik amar lach amita. If it's behind the bed, marchik dalal amos v'kore. Lefnei amita in a kore cloud, then you can't read at all. So tashma no the tanya of Shimon b'lozer omer ach amita kore miyat lefnei amita marchik arba amos, and Rav Shimon and Gamliel omer afilu beis mea ama lo yikra ad shiotziim o shinichim tachas amita. Okay.
Is he talking about whether it has stuff in it or not?
Yeah, it has stuff in it. I think it has stuff in it.
So when it said before that even it's also if it's in front of you, even if it's even
correct. Right.
Is that what that could do it? So we said what about Abia? No.
We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that tomorrow. It's really tomorrow. So by an Ifshatallah and Masnif and Kashan Adadi, there's a theory here. Because Rashir Megamliel was made a distinction whether it was before the mitah or after the mitah, and Rashir Ben Elazar held that you can't read it until you this is the first brisa. Until you take it away or put it under the bed. And the second brisa said that's the opposite. That they said the exact opposite. So, Eipuch Basraisa. Switch, you have to switch it around. And he's going to say, switch the first one. My Chazas Eipuch Basraisa. Switch the second one. Eipuch Kamaisa. Why don't you switch the first one? So he said, Man Shmasle. Man Shmasle. Somebody said, says Rashi, Lo Yadati Heichanhu. I don't know where this is. Someone said, I don't know where it is, says Rashi. The Gilyan Hashas, the Rebbe Kiva Eger, has a list, without a computer, of everywhere in Shas that Rashi said, I don't know. The reason why he has it here is it's the first time in Shas that Rashi says it. So there's a list over here. Rashi lo yadati. Kain Rashi, Shabbos Tezayin, Yud Zayin, Memtes. Goes through the entire list in Shas. Every time Rashi said, I don't know. Right? It's amazing. Right?
How many of
them? I don't know. You have to go through the list. So the question you have to ask is, why did Rashi write that? Why did he write, I don't know? Could have not written anything. It's such an honesty. It's such an honesty. Writing a peerish on... I don't know this one, I don't know.
He was probably racking his brain to find an answer.
Exactly, exactly.
It wasn't something that he just looked over and...
Exactly, exactly. Right, he's honest to write. I don't know. The Amar, Kule Beis Ka'arba Amas Dami. There's a shita that holds that the entire house is considered 4 amos. So when we said before that even if your house is 100 amos long, it's considered the house still. You're 100 amos away from the Meir HaGlayim. It doesn't make a difference. It's considered the house. That must be him. That's why we're going to change the second brisa to make that fit. Amar of Yosef, Boimine Meir Huna, Mita Tachas Shlosha Pshita Likilav Adami. If the bed's under 3 tvachim, then it's considered attached to the ground. Shlosha Arba Chamisha Shisha Shiva Shmona Tishamau. What if it's 3 through 9? Amalei Lo Yadan. I don't know. Asara Vadilo Mi Boili. Don't ask me about 10. Amar Abaya Shaper Avada to Deloy Boilach. It's a good thing he didn't ask you about 10. Why? Because Kol Asara Rishus Achwidi. Already 10 tvachim is already a different Rishus. Amar Rava Hilchas Adalacha is Pachos Mishlosha Kilav Adami. If it's less than 3, it's as if it's attached to the ground. Asara Rishus Achwita Hu. Over 10, it's as if another Rishus. Mishlosha Vad Asara, but 3 to 9, 3 to 10, Hainu Di Boy Mene Rab Yosef, Mir Huna, Velo Pashit Lay. We don't have an answer to that one. Amar Rav Hilchaza, Halacha Ker Rishun Ben Elazar, Vachain Amar Bali, Amar Yaakov, Breder Bar Shmuel, Halacha Ker Rishun Ben Elazar, Amar Rav Ha'en Halacha Ker Rishun Ben Elazar. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here because the next Gemara is talking about it was someone's wedding night. Listen to this one. It was the wedding night, and it wasn't going too well between the chassan and the kala. So the father comes to see what's going on. Could you imagine that? The father comes to check it out. What's going on over there?
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about having relations in a room with svarim and mezuzahs and torahs, and that'll take us to the end of the perek. And then we finish shema and we begin the halachas of davening. Everyone have a good day.
Shkoyah.
Shkoyah.